On and Aliens, by Thomas Aline. Let us next consider the true meaning of the words and Aliens. Asterisk 1. These are the originals of the terms rendered by our translators everlasting, forever and ever, and on these translations, so misleading, a vast portion of the popular dogma of endless torment is built up. I say, without hesitation, misleading and incorrect. Fran means an age, a limited period, whether long or short, though often of indefinite length. And the adjective aeonios means of the age, age long, aeonian, and never everlasting, of its own proper force. It is true that it may be applied as an epithet to things that are endless, but the idea of endlessness in all such cases comes not from the epithet, but only because it is inherent in the object to which the epithet is applied, as in the case of God. Much has been written on the import of the aeonian eternal life. Altogether to exclude, with Morris, the notion of time seems impracticable, and opposed to the general usage of the New Testament and of the Septuagint. But while this is so, we may fully recognize that the phrase eternal life, aeonian life, does at times pass into a region above time, a region wholly moral and spiritual. Thus, in S. John, the aeonian life, eternal life, of which he speaks, is a life not measured by duration, but a life in the unseen, life in God. Thus, for example, God's commandment is life eternal. John 12:50. To know him is life eternal. John 17:3, and Christ is the eternal life. I John 1:2, 5:20. Admitting, then, the usual reference of aeonios to time, we note in the word a tendency to rise above this idea, to denote quality, rather than quantity, to indicate the true, the spiritual, in opposition to the unreal, or the earthly. In this sense the eternal is now and here. Thus, eternal punishment is one thing, and everlasting punishment a very different thing, and so it is that our revisers have substituted for everlasting the word eternal in every passage in the New Testament, where aeonios is the original word. Further, if we take the term strictly, eternal punishment is impossible, for the eternal in strictness has no beginning. Again, a point of great importance is this, that it would have been impossible for the Jews, as it is impossible for us, to accept Christ, except by assigning a limited, nay, a very limited duration, to those Mosaic ordinances which were said in the Old Testament to be forever, to be everlasting, aeonian. Every line of the New Testament, nay, the very existence of Christianity is thus in fact a proof of the limited sense of aeonios in Scripture. Our baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, our Holy Communion, every prayer uttered in a Christian church, or in our homes, in the name of the Lord Jesus, our hopes of being forever with the Lord, these contain one and all in an affirmation most real, though tacit, of the temporary sense of aeonios. As a further illustration of the meaning of nadeagios, let me point out that in the Greek version of the Old Testament, the Septuagint, dash in common use among the Jews in our Lord's time, from which he and the apostles usually quoted, and whose authority, therefore, should be decisive on this point, these terms are repeatedly applied to things that have long ceased to exist. Thus the Aaronic priesthood is said to be everlasting, mem. 25:13. The land of Canaan is given as an everlasting possession, and forever, General 17:8 and 13:15. In Deut. 23:3, forever is distinctly made an equivalent to, even to the tenth generation. In Lam. 5:19, forever and ever is the equivalent of from generation to generation. The inhabitants of Palestine to be bondsmen forever, Lev. 25:46. In Num. 18:19, the heave offerings of the holy things are a covenant forever. Caleb obtains his inheritance forever, Josh. 14:9. And David's seed is to endure forever, his throne forever, his house forever. Nay, the Passover is to endure forever. And in Isaiah 32, 14, the forts and towers shall be dens forever, until the Spirit be poured upon us. So in Jude 7, Sodom and Gomorrah are said to be suffering the vengeance of eternal Aeonian fire, that is, their temporal overthrow by fire, for they have a definite promise of final restoration. Ezekiel 16:55. And Christ's kingdom is to last forever, yet we are distinctly told that this very kingdom is to end. Isaiah 15:24. Indeed, quotation might be added to quotation, both from the Bible and from early asterisk two authors, to prove this limited meaning of an and its derivatives. But enough has probably been said to prove that it is wholly impossible, and indeed absurd, to contend that any idea of endless duration is necessarily or commonly implied by either an or aeonios. Further, if this translation of aeonios as eternal, in the sense of endless, be correct, and must mean eternity, that is, endless duration. But so to render it would reduce scripture to an absurdity. In the first place, you would have over and over again to talk of the eternities. We can comprehend what eternity is, but what other eternities? You cannot have more than one eternity. Let me state the dilemma clearly. An either means endless duration as its necessary, or at least its ordinary significance, or it does not. If it does, the following difficulties at once arise. 1. How, if it mean an endless period, can an have a plural? 2. How came such phrases to be used as those repeatedly occurring in Scripture, where an is added to an, if an is of itself infinite? 3. How come such phrases as for the an, or ans and beyond? Tanena kai epena kai iti, istus enas kai iti. C. Sept. X. 15:18. Dan. 12:3. Micah 4:5. 4. How is it that we repeatedly read of the end of the an? Matt. 13:39, 40:49. 24:3. 28:20. Igor. 10:11. Heb. 9:26. 5. Finally, if and be infinite, why is it applied over and over to what is strictly finite? For example, Mark 4:19. Acts 3:21. Rome. 12:2. Igor. 1:20, 2:20, 2, 6, 3:18, 10:11, etc. But if and be not definite, what right have we to render the adjective aeonios, which depends for its meaning on an, by the terms eternal, when used as the equivalent of endless and everlasting? Indeed, our translators have really done further hurt to those who can only read their English Bible. They have wholly obscured a very important doctrine, that of the ages. This, when fully understood, throws a flood of light on the plan of redemption, and the method of the divine working. In these repeated instances of the different combinations of the terms an and aeonios in the Greek, there must be some definite purpose in the use of these peculiar terms, and we must deeply regret the unfairness and inconsistency which in the case of mars and renders unfair our versions. Thus it would be interesting to ask on what principle our revisers have in one brief epistle employed five different words or phrases to translate this one word. And, for example, if, I, 21, 2, 2, 7, 3, 11, 21, for example, quotes world, course, age, eternal, forever. Such are the devious ways of our teachers, and our translators. Asterisk 1. The word by itself, whether adjective or substantive, never means endless. Canon Farrar. The conception of eternity, in the Semitic languages, is that of a long duration and series of ages. Rev. J. S. Blunt, Dictionary of Theology. "'Tis notoriously known," says Bishop Rust, "that the Jews, whether writing in Hebrew or Greek, do by olam the Hebrew word corresponding to an, and mean any remarkable period and duration, whether it be of life, or dispensation, or polity. The word n is never used in Scripture, or anywhere else, In the sense of endlessness, vulgarly called eternity, it always meant, both in scripture and out, a period of time. Else how could it have a plural? How could you talk of the eons and eons of eons as the scripture does? See Kingsley. So the secular games, celebrated every century, were called eternal by the Greeks. See Hewett, Rig. 2. P.G. 162. *2 Thus Josephus calls Eonion, the temple of Herod, which was actually destroyed when he wrote. Philo never uses aeonios of endless duration. Return to main index page